It's the Christmas special. It's number 66 of the FIFA Ramble.
Ho, ho, ho.
Thank you for joining. Thank you. Well, James, it's really nice to spend this amount of time with you every week.
Yeah.
Always is.
Pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. There's no forced fun. It's just fun.
No. Do you know what isn't fun? Waking up on Christmas Day and not getting what you want in your stocking.
It is, yeah.
Can anyone else think of a worse feeling?
Because I put a lot of money into this. And we've just got a jingle. So off the back of that, that's why we need to...
Yeah.
We need Gary.
Gary's Dream Stocking.
Gary's Dream Stocking.
So this week's sponsor is
Gary's Dream Stocking. And what does a Dream Stocking involve?
Imagine you dream about something you want in a stocking.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. Gary's Dream Stocking. Make sure that's never the case. Anything you can dream will be in your stocking on Christmas Day. How does that sound?
If you need a stocking, go to Gary.
Gary, but be careful what you ask for.
Hello, I'm Bill Pip. What a wonderful time of year it is. Christmas Day, the day when we rest and share gifts with each other. Now that my wife and daughters are back again from the bug attack a few weeks ago, I can now settle down and relax and enjoy Christmas with them. But you know what? Bill Pip forgot the presents. I can't believe I let my wife and my daughters down like that. But you know, I heard of a new product from Gary. It's called the Dream Stocking. Dream anything you want, and it will appear in the stocking. Yeah!
Let's go!
item. That item will appear inside the stocking. Reach in and grab your Christmas gift. I'm Bill Pip. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Gary.
And Bill Pip.
And Bill Pip. You can find Bill Pip on Twitter.
Twitter. At Bill Pip.
At Bill Pip.
Do you know who should invest in a Gary's Dream stocking? Jose Mourinho.
Who?
Jose Mourinho.
Probably should, yeah.
He would be good.
In our defence of Jose, he's gone. He's gone.
Yes.
We're the only ones. We're the only ones fighting for him.
Yeah.
Where do we start, eh? Where do we start?
We've been back in Mourinho. We started this podcast originally. We started this podcast originally on the day that the United played Ajax in the Europa League final.
Yes.
That was the very first attempt when we sat down and podcasted. And it was born out of you wanting to film me have a meltdown while Ajax beat United.
Dahlberg
and
smashed
it didn't,
in.
Yeah. And it didn't. United just won the trophy, and it was just like, oh, all right. One of them. Mm. But so I've always defended Mourinho. There's anyone
up
who
up until
well, this season, I think I've always known that there's massive problems at United that have been bigger than Moyes, bigger than Van Gaal, and now bigger than Mourinho. There's massive problems at that club. There's no director of football. The man that's in charge, the chief executive at Manchester United, Ed Woodward, lest we forget, was a banker who was brought in initially to help the takeover of the club by the Glazers. That's how he first came in. And now he's in charge of the whole footballing landscape of a club, and he knows nothing about football. But that is the biggest problem at United right now.
He knows about business, right?
Yes, he's really good at commercial deals, and that's the problem.
You know that's most of the game.
United have never been this unsuccessful on the field and this successful off it.
You need both.
Second richest.
They both perpetuate each other.
The problem is,
you can't have one without the other.
What you do is you employ a director of football who is in charge, which most clubs now in the world have.
Now a technical.
Yes, they have a technical director. Between the chief executive and the manager. It works wonders at lots of different clubs. You've got, like Milan is Maldini. And it's unreal, and Leonardo's back then. Things like that. The United need that. They need that level who is just going to say, Ed, you stick dealing with, Asian energy drinks. That's great, and tyres. We will sign players for the first team and worry about that. They don't. Ed Woodward is an embarrassment. But this season, there are a lot of things that Jose Mourinho needs to take the blame for.
Are you sure it's just not someone people looking for head on a plate? Because it shouldn't be directed purely at Mourinho.
No, it shouldn't. And this is not me saying that I believe that it's Mourinho's fault. There's massive problems. Ed Woodward's the biggest problem at United. Yeah. You could bring any manager in and no one is going to be able to deal with that
now. That's the point.
However, on the field, Manchester United have been appalling. Jose Mourinho is in charge of tactics. He is in charge of coaching. He is in charge of development of players. That hasn't happened. He is directly to blame for that. There is no Manchester United player
there's
this
no
season.
Cohesion, that's what you say.
There's no Manchester United player this season that I can say in his time right now, there's one player who has, under his stewardship, improved as a player above what they would have improved at a natural rate because they're talented players. The same question applied to Manchester City under Pep Guardiola is a hell of a lot of players have improved directly since he took over the club. That hasn't happened since Ferguson left. Alex Ferguson is another pun who has to shoulder some of the blame for what is happening at Manchester United because...
Not my problem.
This issue that we are having now started under his watch. and he did nothing about it.
You calling out Sir Alex Ferguson?
He did nothing about it.
No,
he knew that when he left,
because to protect your reputation, you can go out as a hero.
It was an aging squad that he left behind, and he literally must have walked out and gone, "Good luck dealing with those lot about buying players," because they're known for it. United are known for it. They everyone says, "Oh, they spend a lot of money." They don't spend a lot of money unless that player has a marketable value, and that's where Edward Woods comes into play with transfers.
Is that where the Martial thing, the stumbling block comes in?
The Martial thing is that they know...
Because that's a ridiculous situation.
Right, Martial, they know that he is very marketable as a player.
Yeah.
He's very marketable.
So they've kept him, denied him from making the appearances to trigger the 56 million instead.
Ed Woodward, I guarantee you, Ed Woodward, if he had his way, he would have Pogba playing every game regardless of how he's playing. He would have... Lingard to play in every game because Lingard's really marketable, social media presence and so on. Edward would have players like Alexis Sanchez playing, and all these players because the name value. Jose Mourinho wanted players who were functional. He didn't want to oversign too many right wingers because we didn't need them. So, and they wouldn't allow the funds to be released unless it was a huge star. Now, he asked for players that were not given to him. That's Ed Woodward's fault. That's the club's fault. That will not change under another manager. But he lets just... There's a few things. They're one point off.
I can see you getting all raged over.
Yeah, because these are the things that Mourinho needs to be taken into account about. We're 1 point per game worse off than we were last season. 1 point worse off. XG. We had the highest XG conceded stats last season. So we were expected to concede the fewest amount of goals. That has gone up by a point, which is about, it works out to be about 1.3 more goals a game we're conceding. We have, this is amazing, we have a worse defensive record than Huddersfield. We've got the same goal difference as Leicester. We've got the same number of wins as Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And we've created less chances than Southampton.
Hasn't
we've created less chances than Southampton? Surprising.
And isn't aren't United one of the lowest down the league for sprints and tracking?
I think they've got a very slow team,
or a lot behind.
Do you know what the problem is though? And this is they have.
There's midfield and defence.
There's an awful lot in that team that needs correcting. There's an awful lot of talent in that squad that needs coaching as well. And I think if you bring in somebody who can then deal with Edward Wood and the Glazers about finances and say and argue when you want to sign Perisic, who we were talking about earlier.
Perisic, yes.
This is the story in that when he was trying to sign Perisic, they were saying, but we're not really sure how we can market him. And then Jose Mourinho was like, I don't care. He wants to join the club.
Yeah.
He's one of the best players in his position. I need someone out wide.
28, whatever.
And he apparently had to argue the case that signing somebody who was of an older age, as it was seen, and was playing in a league that this season is not on a usual means of watching
unicorns
in the UK.
All the time, though. You need
but
to...
also,
no, but
that
Edward
was,
release
that was the
for
same
him.
Issue that he wasn't getting the defenders he wanted to get in the summer as well, for the age, the resale value.
We've discussed that in huge detail.
For me, I do wonder, I think I agree that there's massive problems at the club. I think you getting rid of the magic isn't going to solve the underlying issues there. You're kind of plugging a different plug into the same messed up system. And there's three managers now that have had issues there, which shows it runs a lot deeper. I do think that there are certain things that Mourinho is to blame for. I do partly think, and this is because of the way Mourinho is, that a little bit is down to the fact that he didn't get what he wanted in the summer, and it's a little bit like, well, you know, some of the like the you know the team he put out against West Ham, even some of the even the team to do a degree against Liverpool. So it's almost like
so
I told you,
like,
it's almost
a
bit like it feels
point.
A bit like that.
It does, and it has various points of the season.
In fairness to Mourinho, right? So Pep Guardiola came in at Man City first season, didn't win anything.
Yeah.
He asked for a new goalkeeper and four new defenders. Not one, not two, not three. Four new defenders.
And they gave
and he
it
got
to
backed.
Him.
And he got backed.
Yeah,
so,
that is the difference. United have signed this season.
Look, is that the best
summer,
Man City team you've ever seen? Like, that's...
Well, there's a story doing the rounds at the minute of when... Of this summer with Mourinho and the things that he was asking for and not getting. That eventually he was just like, well, this is ridiculous. I've asked you for Harry Maguire... and you've been quoted this much, and they were saying, well, we don't mind paying it because he's English and he's marketable.
Very marketable.
And then Mourinho then apparently turned that around and went, well, who at this club was failing in recognising Harry Maguire before he signed for Leicester?
Mm.
And they were all like, he's like, get me all the chief scouts. And he apparently pulled everybody in, and he was just like, why are you as a football club failing to recognise a few years ago
in
Harry Maguire? Why are you not recognising it, but Leicester did? And he turned, that was part of the problem. But he decided to turn it on the club and be like, "What? Why didn't you see this?" And that's all well and good.
That taps into one of the fundamental problems that Mourinho's been faced. Like, I've never seen him so happy on leaving his hotel. I've never seen him so content.
No,
unpressured, and you're going to get a payoff, and you'll be fine for another job. Like, you will walk into anywhere else. Like, it is fine. But I just hate the fact that there's a blame game and someone's under the microscope. They want heads on plates. And Mourinho's the biggest head. The other one that, like, I hate is when people attack Lukaku. I hate that. It's just like, well, okay, there's issues clear, but it's just not cool to put someone else in the limelight as well as like Paul Pogba. There's issues there, and like if they're into personal relationship issues, so be it. But it's just wanting to play, like, have someone to stick all the blame on.
Well, there's a point about Lukaku, funnily enough, that Jose Mourinho said after the Liverpool game, which was the worst United performance I've seen since Alex Ferguson left the club. It was horrific.
And he was there and he was shaking his head.
It was embarrassing. The weekend's performance was embarrassing, but
I didn't.
Can I also though just say,
when I looked at the highlights, it didn't look that bad.
It did in real time.
In real time, but like the way they edited it, it must have been like, because I was looking at that, like there were chances there, and they held their own in certain situations. And to the 78th minute or whatever it was.
It was embarrassing.
Even at 1-0, you felt it was embarrassing.
Yes,
that's outrageous.
If you'd watched the game, you'd know.
I know, but like if
it was
like
an embarrassing performance, it doesn't matter about the score.
If Shaqiri didn't enter, like, he would have been.
No, we would have lost.
Do you think? What do you think?
I saw the whole game, and United were just second best the whole time. I think if 15 minutes, they around the time of the end of the first half and the start of the second half, it looked like a fairly. The game was sort of just going through a bit of a lull. Mm. But other than that, Liverpool just looked quick at every ball. Everything. They were chasing everything down. Just looked like
they
didn't want to be there.
It was 1-1 up until this.
It wasn't good. It was not a 1-1 game. We watched the Barcelona versus Juventus semi-final of the Champions League together way back. And that was 0-0. But when we look back on that game, remember how good that game was.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That didn't feel like a 0-0. But if you just watch the end and go, it was 0-0 though, why are you raving about it? It's like, because you have to watch it play out in real time. Hence why I can't watch re-recorded football. I can't tape a game and then go back to it. It doesn't feel right. Because I can be like, I'll fast forward past this, it's boring. And it skips out the bits you need. That's why I don't like highlights. Because it's a story, the game.
And the power is in the end when it comes to that. Yeah, I get that.
United were horrific. But we are December. We're 11 points off fourth. We're 19 points off top. Yeah? We are statistically, and I ran the figures through Stats Bombs, and other people have put posts out there. Statistically, if we continue to drop points at the rate we are and concede goals the rate we are, Manchester United will not finish in the top 10 this season.
Okay, off the back of
Jose Mourinho's responsibility.
Mourinho's last interview mentioned some like very Mourinho-esque sort of thing. One was the strongest team won.
Yeah,
gave credit where it was due, and they were like, so be it. He said the players gave all they could, and then he did a shout out.
Shout out
to Robertson.
Robertson, which is
a weird thing to do because. He's not the type of person to do that. Mm. And it seems like another little spiteful thing to add in of like, he seemed really quick and he was just like, wow, he was all over the place.
Statistically, we've never played with less width than we did against Liverpool. And we have never passed the ball so frequently in the middle without passing out wide ever.
Mm.
And look, it's.
And they're They're scared to play though as well.
Yeah, look,
I've never seen a team more scared to play than.
Should we end this on a little optimistic high of they're playing Cardiff City this weekend?
Well, if you look at Ole's first,
yeah, Ollie's in.
Is Cardiff away, Huddersfield at home, Bournemouth at home, Newcastle away, and Reading at home.
Reading, yeah.
That's not bad. I mean, with all due respect, right. You can't ask for much better.
No, it's a good like few games.
Get a bit of
to get
field factor,
shoot,
maybe.
Keep shooting. You're 18 yards out. Shoot.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah. He's a big fan.
Isn't it nice when the fixtures throw up these games where his first game back as a manager in England is against Cardiff City? Isn't it lovely when that happens?
I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens, you know. But it is interesting times at United. This is a section we like to call Readers' Wives.
Have we got a jingle?
Have we got a jingle?
No, budget.
Budget.
Left. None.
Readers' Wives.
Readers' Wives. £2,000. Readers' Wives. So this week I asked our listeners on our Twitter, which is at the FIFA Ramble. I asked them, we wanted to know, what football-related present you want Santa to leave under your tree this year? And that's what we asked our listeners this week on Twitter.
Some good
and
responses.
And we got some great responses back. First, though, Mitch, what do you want Santa to leave under your tree?
I wanted them to leave a derby defeat on Monday. It would have been nice, but... I think maybe a decimated ram mascot under the tree. It's quite dark, that, isn't it? Really?
Alex, lift the mood. What do you want Santa to pull out of his sack this year?
I was looking at... Okay, I'd never use it, but I wanted... there's a fancy dress costume. It's like a rocket. So you look like you've got a jetpack on. So it's just a
jetpack. What's that got to do with football?
Jetpack thing. I just wanted to wear it.
Okay.
Football related though. Right. A nice pair of goalkeeper gloves.
At least mine was on. I knew you were going to say goalkeeper gloves.
Right.
I knew you were going to say goalkeeper
gloves. Do you want to hear the first response was?
Yes.
From? Gormisaurus.
Gormisaurus.
Longer listeners of the podcast, of which there are a few of you, will remember the Gormisaurus from back in the day when he was probably our first regular viewer when we did
mascot.
These things live. He was our mascot.
Still is.
So he's the official mascot of the FIFA Ramble.
He's a season ticket holder.
He's a season ticket holder of the Ramble.
And you can get one too.
He's a Chelsea fan, and his wishes this year were a striker. His first one, straight in, striker. I mean, they had Tammy Abraham, but they let him leave, but...
Wonders of it,
yeah, exactly. It's you like had a striker, you got rid of him, Chelsea.
Like you,
I'm getting sidetracked.
It's like when you buy like a PlayStation and you're, I don't want the PlayStation, and you give it away and like, actually, no, I do want a PlayStation.
Can I have a PlayStation
come
back?
And then you buy it back? Yeah.
But he also wants that. John Terry from 15 years ago, which I thought was a bit risque in the current climate of things at Chelsea, but you know.
He wouldn't cope, especially if VAR has been brought in.
John Terry wouldn't cope. But, no, they're kicking racism out of football. He also asked for Ray Wilkins. He wanted people to call Pogba out for being lazy.
Well, I still don't agree with that word, but...
No. Apparently, Pogba is lazy. He wants an actual football, because he always loved the new ball. I think we all did.
That's a good one.
It's nice.
Maybe I could change my one to that as well.
He wants Nike.
Well, I want a ball as well. I want a Nike ball.
I wanted a ball. When he said that actual football, I was like, I'd love a new football.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I hope someone gets me that.
Good, so in a nice and
shiny. Yeah, I like that one. That's my favourite one. Yeah. Nike to stop letting fans do the kits.
I like that one. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Which is good.
I like that, yeah.
And then he ends...
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Just stop letting them do it. And he wants this, he ends on a dark note here, he let himself down. What he says, he wants the Spurs, all Spurs fans, to be opening their new stadium with their first championship match. I was like,
I was expected to be worse.
I like the first part.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's good, that is.
Andrew.
Really?
Yeah, Andrew got in touch.
What did Andrew want?
Andrew is another long-time listener.
Yeah.
B-Dog Breddin. At Scrumpy Moe on Twitter. He's
a great handle.
It's a great handle. At Scrumpy Moe. He wants an injury-free KDB. at Man, he's a Man City fan.
And Rhymes as well.
Yeah. No. Then he gets a bit serious. He wants an end to racism, sexism and homophobia in the game, which is a noble.
Very good.
Yeah. So wants to see an end of all that, which I think, you know, everybody...
Zero tolerance.
Agrees. Yeah, zero. Just get rid of it. It's out.
Just kick it out. Give it a red card.
Get it out. Kick it out. Ship it out. Like John Terry. And then he ends on a positive by saying he also wants Rory Delap and his tree.
Hang on. Hang on.
Under his tree.
He wants Rory
Rory Delap's on his Christmas wish list.
I think he's a Man City fan,
is he?
Yeah,
he's a Man City fan.
Where's that come from? Right. Tweet us a scrumpy Moe, tweet us and explain why you want Rory Delap under your tree.
Do you know, I think I've got a bit of insight here.
Go on.
Throw-ins.
That's it. Is that it?
That's it. Right. Handlebar Barista. Guest of the podcast.
Yeah.
Shout out Handlebar Barista.
Shout out.
They just rather smugly, I might add, said, we've got everything we want at Liverpool. Thanks very much.
Oh, okay.
It's like that, is it? It's Handlebar Barista.
It's got a point now, then.
Yeah, all right. Don't back him up. Jack. He backed him up. At Maverick 2, another Chelsea fan from London. He wants them to build a smoking area for Sarri on the touchline. So that'll improve things for him.
Or vape.
I like the way as well, he's sort of something that Sarri would want. So it's really selfless, that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely
gift. It's what he knows what someone else would want. So that's the spirit of Christmas, yeah.
He also wants Chelsea to start playing Ruben Loftus Cheek.
Ruben Loftus
Cheek. I can say his
Ruben Loftus Cheek.
Ruben.
He wants him to start every game.
Ruben Loftus Beep.
He wants him to start every game ahead of Kovacic and Barkley.
That's controversial.
Yeah,
that's not bad. I like that.
It's an interest. And then he also asked for someone to save his fantasy football season.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I can if you want.
You can't
I'm doing
save
really
that.
Good.
Give him
I'm
the
doing
logins.
Really well. I'm doing really well. Raj.
You doing well?
Raj, who long time follower, and he was only on the live once, but he's an Arsenal fan, so you'll love him.
I like this one. I saw this one. This is
he
great
wants
one.
Özil to prove everyone...
Check this one out.
No, this is good.
Cool.
He wants, this year, he wants to see Özil to prove everyone wrong and impose himself on every game from now on. Number two. Lacazette and Aubameyang to start up front together more often.
But they can just do that whenever they want.
New contract for Ramsey.
Not going to happen.
Dennis Bergkamp and or David Seaman.
In their pomp. Or just generally?
Just generally, just around the outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
As now.
Under a tree.
Yeah, under a tree. Sandy Cazorla to come back.
Oh, and to be fit, to be fully fit. That would be a dream.
Oh, we've got him here. And then he ends on a high. He's going to self-combust at this point. He wants Arsene Wenger to win the Champions League with either Bayern Munich or Real Madrid.
Oh, I sort of want that.
What do you think about that?
Oh,
I like the way Al started off so grumpy. He was like the Grinch. And then by the end of that, he just completely got turned around, didn't he?
Yeah. Darren at Peter Moore.
Warmed your cockles with that.
That was good. The Gormisaurus is back now.
Yeah.
This is then, because I tweeted in the morning, and then he then kept going throughout the day, because Mourinho was also sacked the day that I asked this question.
He's well
active. And he said, me again. I want Carrick to now sell Pogba in January. Carrick just like, you might think he's gone. But you're still off then. And he also wants United to then nick Pochettino off Spurs, because he'd prefer us to have him than Spurs.
Because Pochwatch.
It sort of ruined my little thing, which I had in getting Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, because I was about to do a Pochwatch. Like on the hour, every hour, I was going to do like a Poch watch.
I think that is still going to happen.
Poch watch.
It's going to be constant updates.
It's going to be
reports in the.
He's doing everything in the media, and he's it's a big love in.
Can I then? Can I finish on a high?
Why?
Actually, I've got another one. At Beardmong, Johnny Brook, our guest. Last week.
Shout out.
Favourite mine.
His wish this year is for a Scouse collapse. That's all he said.
He did seem keen on that last week.
Scouse collapse. We'll save the best to last. I won't kid you. Pete at the Blender Coach. Shout out. At the Blender Coach.
The Blades.
The spirit animal of our podcast said, easy one. easy one. A wrapped staying in the Premier League voucher, redeemable May 2019. Bang!
So I'm looking forward to Christmas this year, but I'm going to have to ease up on the present that I was trying to get you.
We're going
to...
I'm glad you said it, to be honest, because I'm only
I wanted to get you something really good, but I can't do that anymore. So,
mate, I haven't bought my kids anything. Do you know what I mean?
I will make you.
I don't know where the money went.
Of what I was going to give you.
I do know where the money went, Mitch. This is where the money went, Mitch. $2,000.
Yeah.
He does the bins, Mitch.
That was pretty good.
Oh, right, what's your corner?
It's a grower. It's a grower. Oh. Anyway, I'm sure once you get used to it after a couple of weeks, you're going to love
couple
it.
Of
everyone's
going
to love it. Mate. Everyone's going to love it.
Is this weekly?
I think you always.
Yeah, I think so. You need to put anyway.
Right, hang on.
Let's get down to it. Championship corner. Sorry. This week. Monster.
You've been saying we should get this.
Last week,
beginning.
if I could sum up the championship in a one word last week.
Expensive? It
would be expensive. Grit would be my word. Because the teams at the top showed true grit. Norwich, late winner against Bolton. And Leeds, a goal down to QPR, came back and won 2-1. Mm. So turned it around, both sides turned it around. Got late winners. Norwich got a late winner. And I think both of them showing that they've...
Is that Norwich?
Norwich. I'm not going to do a shout-out for Norwich this week.
Ooh.
No.
No shout-out for Norwich.
And then the other special mention before I talk about this coming fixtures, no, is Rotherham. Rotherham drew 2-0 with Sheffield Wednesday. Some stats to throw at you now. Rotherham have drawn 8 of their last 10 games in the Championship and 3 of their last 4 matches have finished 2-2. So if you got... I'm not that I'm advocating betting, but I'm just going to say if you're going to make a sportsman's bet, a non-monetary bet, as it's known, 2-2 might not be a bad shout with Rotherham. Mm. And so this coming week, looking ahead to this week, some big fixtures. Friday night, Sheffield United against West Brom. Sheffield United seem to get a win and then lose one, and win one and lose one. West Brom, a couple of draws lately. I fancy in Sheffield United to win that one. Big game on the Saturday.
Birmingham versus Blackburn.
Stop it. Villa against Stoke, 2 in-form sides. I think Villa are definitely going to climb up towards the automatic promotion spot. Stoke unbeaten in 8 games. Mm. I fancy Villa because I don't think Stoke's run is particularly, apart from maybe Derby, been against teams that are massively up there. Mm. But that's one to look out for on the weekend, 2 in-form sides.
Yeah.
And then I have to say, I'm not just saying this because I'm a Forest fan, Monday night, El Clasico, Derby v Forest at Pride Park.
My second favourite Derby.
Second favourite Derby?
Mm.
Is it because it's got Derby in it?
My second favourite Derby match.
Not in Forest and Notts County?
No.
Oh, no, it's Brighton.
Brighton and Palace, yeah.
Brighton and Palace.
Just because of the fact that nobody knew it was a Derby until...
The Eagles versus the Seagulls.
We know it is. It's because it's the Seagulls versus the Eagles. That's why it's a Derby.
The Bird Derby.
Anyway, right, Mitch, that's you've used it way more than your budget is allowed there. $2,000.
Shout out to Gary Mugg. Hey guys, there's another thing about the weekend which I thought was really interesting, which I know you're going to appreciate.
Yeah.
I've started a hashtag recently, it's really taken off.
Okay.
What is it?
It's called Keepers in the Wet.
Keepers in the what?
Keepers in the Wet.
In the what?
In the wet. So it's
opposite
goalkeepers.
To dry.
The goalkeepers who operate in the wet and give the credit they deserve.
Where did they go in the dry?
I'm just saying, like on the weekend that was a great keepers
but
in the wet.
But where did these keepers go in the dry?
So who impressed
you in
the wet?
Are they just keepers wandering around in the dry? Just like, where
I just got some credit, credit where it's due.
Go on.
I want Etheridge to get some hashtag keeper in the wet.
Okay.
That was a phenomenal performance and that could have been way worse. Like the 3-2, that was a great game, right?
It was a good game.
Both goalkeepers did very well. However, like Etheridge specifically, that's the best performance I've ever seen him ever play ever. Like for Cardiff City,
he
was incredible. Still, I know, and that's the thing. Goalkeeper in the wet, still letting three, still had one fantastic performance. So
he's coming up against United though. It's not wet.
Do you know what? You know, De Gea did really well.
Like, in the wet.
One thing I will say for De Gea is that the two goals were deflected. Right, I'm getting involved.
It was, and it was quite wet as well. So it was in the wet.
One thing,
which goalkeeper in the wet, which I'm still hashtagging, but it was the Alisson bit of a blunder in terms of like,
let
Man United in.
Okay.
Yeah.
On that lull them,
boys, lull them.
That was great. Otherwise, Matt Ryan, shout out to Matt Ryan.
Shout out.
Also performed very well, keeper in the wet.
So, Champions League.
So, we got announced, right?
Champions League.
Is this the last 16? The Man United
round 16.
Are in?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. They're in the last 16.
They are. For how long they remain in the Champions League is up for debate. They've pulled up Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Phil Jones and Chris Smalling when they come up against Mbappe?
I cannot wait to see.
Oh my life.
I think that was actually one of the better draws they could have got out of the list of teams they could have
drawn.
I genuinely think
with you, I think that's the one which you were like, damn.
No, I was fake. Right.
They must be licking their lips on Man United.
The problem, I said to Adam Hewins, previous guest of this podcast, been on three times.
Friend of the Ramble.
He was in with. I saw him that morning before the round came out, and he sort of came up to me, spoke to me, and said, "Are they drawn it yet?" And I was like, "No." And then about 10 minutes later, he was on the phone, but he was just pointing furiously at BBC News, and he was like, "They've drawn it," and he's on the phone. And I was like, "Okay." And I'd said to him, "I was like, as long as we don't get PSG, we'll be all right, I reckon, because every other team will smash us. But PSG, some people will go, it's not bad. They might be able to do it." But they will get smashed. Man United are not equipped to play PSG.
No, they're not.
No, they haven't got a left.
But they've made it through.
Shaw's out. Valencia's apparently not good enough anymore. What is the worst thing in the world? Well, basically, all we are doing playing this Champions League fixture is delivering Pogba. That's all we're doing. Because Rabiot's leaving. You need that. Have him.
I'm not saying they're going to win. I generally think that.
Can I just enjoy? Just enjoy every second.
Enjoy it while you're in.
Yeah, right. Enjoy. Can I get a shout out in preparation? Is this possible? It won't have happened yet.
No, you can't get shout. What are you?
Okay. James I'm Milner pre-empting. Last week. I wasn't happy about
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm
it
preempting happened. A shout out then. Because it will
go
happen.
On, say.
Ajax Real Madrid.
That you're shouting out a game, a match, yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I think that's the two games which
that's
I think.
What about Liverpool or Bayern?
No, I think Liverpool will smash them.
I think Liverpool are going to get through in that game as well.
I think Bayern is actually the easiest draw they could have got. That's the one I'd want if I was Liverpool. Can you imagine?
What about Atleti?
Can you imagine? Mm-hmm. No, that's the game that you, I think, in Liverpool's position, out of all the teams they wanted, that's the one you want to play next. That I personally think the two biggest fixtures, the ones I'm looking forward to the most, are Ajax versus Real Madrid, which I think is going to be phenomenal. Because they're both so entertaining to watch. And Real Madrid could implode at any time. The other game, which I think is...
Card's
fault. The other card, I think, that's really good is Lyon-Barcelona.
Yeah.
I think Lyon-Barcelona has potential to be game of the round. Because they're ferocious.
I think they'll be great to watch any of those.
I think...
Apart from... Man United getting
do you know the one which City, I think City is going to be also quite well. Interesting but I don't think it's going to end up well for the British side is Spurs versus Dortmund. I think it's the worst time to play Dortmund,
but again,
right now,
just for Spurs to be there was a miracle.
I don't fancy Spurs' chances.
I think if you're a Spurs fan, I'm going to throw it out there now into the you know annals of time, as it were. I will say this: if Tottenham knock Dortmund out, they'll win the Champions League this season.
Jesus.
Christ. That's a hell of a...
Because the momentum that will be built from getting out of that group somehow and thinking, oh my, how did we... No one thought they'd get out of that group. Nobody. And now they're coming up against Dortmund, who are regularly being featured in British media because of how good they've been. And Jadon Sancho is over there, so the eyes of the UK are drawn
there. I don't think they are going to beat Dortmund.
I think Dortmund will knock them out. However, I think, imagine if they did beat Dortmund, the momentum that would build to have a positive end to the season, especially when I found out this week, Spurs have played 10 away games already this season in the league.
Interesting stat.
which means that they're going to have so many home games at the back end of this season. That's one hell of a run-in. Mm. And I'm just going to say, I think if Spurs beat them, I think they'll win the Champions League.
And I'm going to confidently predict that Barcelona are going to win this year's Champions League. And that you've heard it here first.
That sounds very confident.
Nice. I think I've already seen it.
Who's going to win? I say, that's my prediction. If Spurs beat Dortmund, they will win the whole competition. Currently, I think Man City will win it.
Barca.
Mm, I say Man City unless Tottenham win, and then Tottenham will win it. Momentum will carry them.
All right, guys. Who would you say? I'd say I'm going to go PSG. Why not?
Yeah, look, PSG.
I like it. I like going for different ones.
Another one as well. They've been there. Juve. Juve are the dark horse.
I almost said Juve, but I was like.
Juventus so far are the dark horse. Imagine if so are PSG.
Yeah. Imagine if it's Juve v PSG in the final. You've got Buffon. Oh my God.
Can I make a point about PSG?
God. Oh my God. He's still performing on SG as well. Yeah. He's still, like, he's a 4-year-old. He's performing on the highest level. Buffon, GG.
How about if I give you one little bit more of information about this game? Just a bit of intrigue. Juventus can play PSG in the final.
Yeah.
That would be...
If Buffon wins the Champions League. Oh my goodness, me!
I also imagine.
Are we doing an outro then?
Outro.
But I haven't talked about all the things I want to talk about. I've just managed to talk keepers in the wet. I haven't talked gambling.
Thank you for listening to this week's...
Next week, we'll do it next week.
67 is the one for you, I think.
Yeah, I think... Mourinho, we'll go into more detail.
We'll do it next time. Next time we'll do it. We'll do it next time.
We'll definitely do it next. But this is the outro for
This is the outro for 66. This one, yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching.
Where can you find us?
Thank you for doing both. You can find us on the internet.
Is there any special events coming up?
There is one special event.
Like a really special event?
Really special event. We're doing our first live show. We are doing our first live show January the 30th at Big Moose Coffee in Cardiff. Come along. All money raised. It's £5 to enter. It's a football quiz that we will be writing ourselves.
Where can I find this?
You can get it on Eventbrite. It's on our Facebook page. It's pinned to the top of our Twitter.
Oh my goodness.
The FIFA Ramble. Come along. Tickets are already selling. So it's going to be a live podcast, but predominantly a football quiz.
Yeah, so you can see us do this podcast.
You can see us record this podcast.
And then there'll be some football questions and then some videos.
Yeah. We don't actually know how we're going to do it, but that's the structure. So come along and see us absolutely ruin ourselves or have a great event.
But either way, you'll see how the podcast is done.
It's £5 per team, and you can only bring 5 people per team. So I don't want to see teams of 50. Mm.
We've managed to secure the best quizmaster.
The best quizmaster
in all the land.
Big Daddy Mitch.
Yep.
Biggie D.
Be hitting you with the questions.
So S3 will be asking you questions and recording this podcast.
Get your tickets.
We'll have rounds.
Get tickets now.
£5 per team.
£5
on the door or now.
Goes to charity.
Gary will be there.
Gary won't be there. Okay. Not after last time.